Well, sometimes they have to kill us. They have to kill us. Because they can't break our spirit.
Look, I don't have to do this.
You don't have any choice.
I'm trying to help you people. Now, why won't you accept that?
It's in our DNA. You have to do what old man says.
What makes you such a threat?
We choose the right to be who we are. We know the difference between the reality of freedom and the illusion of freedom. There's a way to live with Earth and a way not to live with Earth. We choose the way of Earth. It's about power, Ray.
Prophecy Keepers Radio.
This is Joss Ogonige, Will Bluewater, a seventh grade grandson of Samanuka, keeper of the Holy Cherokee Ark, who during the American Revolution became first beloved man of the Cherokee, head man of the Upper, Middle, and Lower Cherokee. Please join us at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Sunday evening and learn how you, regardless of ancestry, may gain the privilege of worshiping as you please, even using indigenous, plant-based, native sacraments. Aho. You are listening to a pre-recorded interview from the archives of Prophecy Keepers Radio. You have been led by the Spirit to Prophecy Keepers Radio, a cooperative service of the White Roots of Peace Council. Whether it be the modern Asaga of Peru, the current Kahunas of Hawaii, today's medicine people of the Americas, the Holy Ones of Africa, shamans of the East, North, West, and South, or the present-day Atawehis of the Cherokee, we bring you the traditional elders and teachers of our modern times and their confidants from the Americas, the steppes of Asia, the Holy Land, the islands of the sea, Africa, and Australasia. We have not been conquered, and we defy the established order. This is Will Bluewater, the host of Prophecy Keepers Radio, speaking on behalf of the White Roots of Peace Council.
It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow?
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. OCO, Ginalii, this is Blue Otter coming to you from the Cumberland Plateau, the ancient home of the Aniuntikwalaski, the people of the lightning and thunder, or the military protectors of the Cherokee Nation.
And greetings in the name of the Most High, Jah. Our guest this evening is Ali Raz, and he is a spiritual advisor to the Bob Marley family. Greetings, Elder. How are you? Having a little bit of problems, but we're getting rolling here. Can you hear us?
God bless. You know, enough blessing from the Almighty. You know, the last thing I love. It's present always, you know. It's positive.
Well,
you know.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And our mutual friend, Mac Boogaloo, you may know him by another name, but I understand he was with you at Liberty Bell Temple out in L.A. We'll be talking a little bit more about that this evening. But I try not to interrupt people if I feel like you come to a point where you're kind of done and talking about a subject. I'll ask you a question, but The time is yours. We want you to tell us about your life, and you can start where we've got a couple hours, and you can start where you were born or in the middle or now and work backwards, so whatever you like. And our friend Mark, the Badger Borcheting, is going to be on with us in a few minutes. Mark is. Let's see. Hang on. Yeah, who do we have on the line with us? Hello.
It's Mark.
There we go. We are Speak of the Devil, and he jumps right in there. How are you this evening?
All right.
Elder, what Mark does? He's a Mayan calendar expert, and we like to do Mayan birthday readings for our guests. And if you're willing to share with us your full birth date, you may have a if it's against your belief, you know, just say fine, or I can, I can get it off the air. But Mark would like to do a reading for you. Would you like that?
Well, from the Mayan collective, it's okay, but I'll give you. It's all positive, you know, so I have no fear of those things. I have no fear at all. Each one, we can't go wrong. So, you know, from
One thing I'd say to you, there's something I learned on the Rastas thing where I learned that they have a tendency to use the word I instead of saying me or you or something like that, and as I understand it, they do that to indicate how everybody is one in the connection of humanity.
Real talk. You see, and the
Mayans have a similar thing. When they meet and greet each other, they have a phrase they call in la cash. And it literally translates in English kind of as, I am another you.
I.
So I thought I'd throw it out. Also, I'm going to say this name wrong probably, but it's, is it Haile Selassie?
Haile Selassie.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
Selassie, Ja Rastafari, Father of Creation. In this Iowa, in all Iowa, a Jarastafara himself, the last guy.
Yes, I did a reading on him, too, just a few minutes ago.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's all good.
So we might do your birth first, and then we can do his, because he also have his birth, his death, and life.
I'll give you the date of birth.
Okay.
In this bone and flesh.
Okay.
It's 05/30/48.
And that's your birthday.
Hold on. 5 okay. May 30th?
05/30/48.
Okay. May 30th, 1948?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a couple of readings here. One is going to be...
Let me ask him a question. Elder, do you know whether you were born before or after sunset?
I think it's before sunrise.
Okay. Before sunrise, but after sunset. Okay. All right. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead, Mark.
Oh, that's okay. That's a good point. the reading I'm getting ready to do for you here, first part of it, is... basically what your birth date is in the traditional Mayan Zolcan calendar. And your day was a day called 5 Kuak. And it has composed of two parts, the 5 and the Kuak. The number of 5 has to do with things elevating creation. Things that have and things connect like to completion of energies in especially material world. It kind of connects into like the top, the energy of the top of a pyramid. It would also relate to the fifth element, more what you know people traditionally called the ether. The Kuok is also called a storm glyph, specifically a lot of times a lightning storm, the energy of a storm, and also the water coming off the storm, but also the power of the lightning and such. So, you know, you may find in your life, maybe you like storms a lot and are drawn to that energy. It's in a cycle. It's the fifth day of a 13-day cycle of eagle energy. So eagles may be something else that tend to show up in your life. Many cultures, the eagle, a lot of Native Americans, the eagle is a symbol of prayer, you know, that helps carry prayers in the spirit world. So so those are some of the things that it indicates about you. Your birth seems to also be very closely, not too far away, energetically relating to the birth of a new sun and a new world cycle. So I would not be surprised if you, those type of things might be somewhat interesting to you as well. So now we're going to switch gears here a little bit, and we're going to go into another reading, and this one's going to be more of an expanded Mayan Zolk'in, and it's going to have several components. It's going to have a forward flow of time, a backward flow of time, and where these two time flows come together. Now, the forward flow is the way we normally think of time, you know, going from now to the future and just keep progressing. But there is also a backwards flow of time. This is something that now quantum science has actually basically proven. We can actually affect things in the past. And this has been proven, prayers. You can do prayers not only for the future, but for the past, to heal the past. And this would fit in the Rasta type thinking, I think, because of that idea of the oneness, how everything connects. So we're going to look at your birth from that point of view. And on the forward flow of time, you have something that's talking about